Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Crazy for Jesus, already in progress.
If we would teach people in the church what the Scripture says, yeah, I could care less what you believe. I just want to know what's written. Is that what you want to know, Mike? Amen. I don't want to go beyond what's written. But if it's written, Tony, I mean, that's just like that jet fighter you used to fly. You flew that thing according to the numbers, didn't you? I mean, you know, all you guys that flew them fighters flew them by the numbers. Well, I realize fighters, sometimes you have to do some pretty wild things with those things. But at least if you're going to fly somewhere, you want to know how far you were going and how much fuel you had, and you want to make sure that the distance you had time to get there and get back. Right. You didn't want to be 50 miles short coming back and run out of fuel out there in the ocean, did you? You're in bad shape. You had a bad day. Wow. So when I said we fly them by the numbers, that's what I meant. We flew those by the numbers. I mean to the letter, you know, so that when we came back, we had plenty of fuel to make that landing and everything. But as a Christian, should I or should you be afraid of the devil? If you have got all sin confessed and all sins repented of, you have been given complete power and complete authority over the enemy. Isn't that wonderful? He can't touch you. You can tell him where to go, but you got to be careful. When you command the devil, and lots of people don't understand that you don't have to be real close to somebody, a person, when you cast the devil out of them. I've had women tell me that my husband got so violent and so wild with me, and he was hurting me and doing everything, and I screamed, "Leave him in Jesus' name, you devil," and said my husband changed right in front of my eyes. Now, if you happen to be bound up like that and you can't do nothing else, well, don't let him continue to beat up on you. Use the name of Jesus. What did Margie Mayfield use? The name of Jesus. And did she subdue Stephen? Yes, the number one rapist and murderer in America. So if she could take the book of Ephesians and she could use that scripture to subdue the number one murderer and rapist in America, I'd hope you could subdue your husband if he were to get wild. Wouldn't you? But the best thing to do is if he says something you don't like, just don't respond. Don't say anything. Go into a room somewhere. Go outside. Yes, that's absolutely right. Go outside. Go out back and either pray for him, or if you think he's got devils or demons. And if you ever looked at anybody that you wondered, do they have a demon, what they look like, when you go out the door today, when you go out, look at those pictures of that little six-year-old girl. Mary, when you look at that little girl, you can tell she's got demons, can't you? You can see those things in there. But see, we've tried and tried and tried and tried to get those demons out of that little girl. For a year and a half we tried, and nothing worked because mother had a sin in her life. And until we finally found out what that sin was, and the mother repented of that sin, then we were able to cast that demon out of that little girl and pray the prayer of faith for healing. And in 2 weeks, after we'd messed with this thing for a year and a half, after 2 weeks, after we prayed and after mother had repented, the pictures to the left are the little girl and what she looks like now. Except today, she was about 12 in those pictures, but today she's 17. And we got a beautiful letter just the other day from mother. And she said, "Pastor Thurman, I want to thank you for your ministry. Thank you for what you do." She said, "We'll be forever grateful," said our daughter, Jenna, just had her 17th birthday. And she said, her skin is not just beautiful. It's just glowing beautiful. She said, she's so beautiful. Now, when you take her like she looks in there with sin in her life or sin in her mother's life, and most people don't realize that, and something we've learned, that if you have a sick child, you got a problem with sick parents. When I say sick parents, either the parents are living in sin, they're not walking in love, they're not obeying God, They're not doing what God says. And if you have parents that will not walk in love with each other and won't do what they say, you will have sick children. I have seen this over and over and over. And of course, the way I come up on this, the scripture says, if you do not obey me and do everything I tell you, I will curse you and your children. And I looked at that and I thought, you know, surely God would never do that to a child. Then I go to the scripture in 2 Samuel 12, I find out where King David committed adultery with a woman. Everybody heard that story? We know how she did that. He did that, don't we? King David committed adultery with a woman, Bathsheba. And because he did that and she conceived, it angered the Lord. And the Lord, when that baby was born, he let her carry that little guy a full 9 months. And then it says, when the baby was born, it says the Lord struck the child with illness and the child died in 1 week. Now, if God did that then and he wrote it in the book, will he still do that today? He sure will. So don't tick him off. Y'all understand? You want to make him happy? You want to do what it takes to make him happy? And you know what it takes to make him happy? Get rid of sin. Walk in love. That's what makes God happy. Now then, how much power do you have over the devil? Does he have to obey you? Yes. If you're walking in love. If you're doing what God says. I'll tell you what I want us to do right now. I want us to pray for this deal that's going on in Israel. And then we'll go from there. Father, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for what you're doing in Israel. And we know that all these things that's happening is already written in your book. So we know they're going to happen. But we ask you to direct the men and women that's involved with all this so that there'll be as little life lost as possible. I know that men are going to die because your scripture says you're going to judge Israel and only leave a remnant of them alive. So I know there's going to be many of them die. But Lord, I ask you to be merciful. Be merciful to Israel. Be merciful to Palestine. Lord, you're the King of kings and Lord of lords, and I know that you are God, and I know that you're doing great things, and I believe that this chaos has broken out over there in that room and wherever they're at in France when they're wanting to divide the lands. And I've heard that Israel didn't show up for the meeting and Hamas didn't show up for the meeting. So, you know, Lord, you know what you're doing here, but I know it is going to happen. So, but Lord, be as merciful to us as possible. I know that you'll help us as we pray for one another and ourselves. If there's nothing else you can pray for this week, take Psalms 91 and pray it over your own family. I mean, everybody can do that, right? We can pray Psalms 91 over our own family. Now, Lord, if we don't pray that Psalm 91, then we're opening ourselves up for any kind of chaos that can take place. And I know how that works. So we want to pray for our families. And after we learn how to pray for our families and pray that they'll be protected and everything, then, Lord, expand us out into bigger areas like our police departments and our fire departments and things like this. School teachers, Lord, pray over your school. And when Dave read that thing about 22 or 23 people prayed over all these 60-something men that was over there in the war out of 500 people in that town, and to think that every man came back without a scratch. Lord, that's just only you can do that. And you did that because those men and women prayed. So, Lord, inspire us to pray and to thank you for taking care of our loved ones. We don't want them to get killed. We don't want to get killed. We need that psalm prayed over ourselves, Lord. And so, Lord, thank you for hearing our prayer and keeping us safe and help us to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, Lord. Thank you for giving us Psalms 91. And as we go forth this week, may we be used of you for your glory. And then, Lord, as Israel, give the leaders of Israel and all those countries over there in the Middle East, give them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to do whatever your plan is for all of them. I know you have a plan and your plan is going to be fulfilled, but I thank you for protecting and saving the church, the Israel, just people, Lord. You know who you're going to save. But Lord, I ask you to be merciful to all of us. And we thank you. But Lord, I pray for this church. I pray for every man, woman, and child in this church. I pray protection over their families, over them this week, that the schools that they'll be attached to, and the police departments and the fire departments that they'll be attached to. I ask you to protect their fire departments and police officers and school teachers so that not any harm will come to any of those people. Now, Lord, with knowing Psalm 91 and what we can do, help us every day, inspire us every day to pray for these people, to not go unprayed for. Because, Lord, we know if we don't pray, you won't do anything. But if we do pray, you will do something. So we thank you, Lord, for Psalm 91. And we thank you for protecting all of us and using us this week. Oh, yeah. And for thank you. For the inauguration that's going to take place Friday, Lord, we ask you to protect all those people and make sure that everybody is under the protection. Everybody. We don't even want the evil people to get hurt. All of them be protected by Psalm 91, Lord. Everybody that will be involved with this swearing in and everything, Lord. And this is going to be an interesting week in America. And I thank you and praise you for watching over all of us and using us all to pray. Make sure you prod each one of us so every one of us prays this week for these people and these organizations, that we will be blessed and that we will have a good president get in there that'll do great things. And Lord, I thank you that Trump has accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. That has been done. That was on television the other day. They showed him accepting Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And Lord, I thank you for bringing him into the kingdom. And then I thank you for the statement that he made that after I become president of the United States, the church will have power. Lord, we have power already, but we just don't know it. So it helps for somebody like him to tell us we have power. It inspires some of us to do things we would not do because we don't just know the word that we've got power. In fact, all power is given to us every day. We just need to do something with it. So, Lord, thank you for blessing us. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for letting us live in this time. Now, use us this week and every week for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return in our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Crazy for Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.